Welcome to Game of Thrones, Season 7, Episode 5, Eastwatch commentary. My name is Jim Law. I'm here with Jack Falvey.
Yo, yo, yo.
I always thought, before we get to the episode, the sounder there where he goes, I always thought he should have said, Moreno. Like that would, you know, stay on. Like it would have been his then.
I mean, you know, before the live show, I would have said, hey, maybe we could do a radio edit, but now. We'll have to verify the name before we can do anything. I feel like we need to get a lawyer involved. I don't know. It got a lot more complicated since fucking June, so.
All right, yeah, so episode 5 of season 7. We didn't do one last week because on the binge cast we talked about episode 4 for over an hour, so we figured that was enough for the people. There wasn't much more to see, even though we talked about it more on the last binge cast.
Right.
I guess there was a little bit to say, but we covered it all, I think. So if you want to listen to our thoughts on that, make sure you listen to the last couple binge casts, the TV roundup section. But this is our dedicated running commentary for the ongoing season of Game of Thrones. We're back at it.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. It's these episodes are pretty packed, and a lot to talk about this week, too. So
absolutely. We are queued up right before the HBO emblem, symbol, whatever the fuck you want, logo, call it, whatever. And we'll be pressing play on go. Are you ready, sir?
I'm good.
3, 2, 1, go.
All right. So, I watched this episode by myself this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I would have looked like a fucking idiot at the end because I went through a rigorous 5-minute fist pump session in a dark room by myself.
What happened to your Game of Thrones? We just discussed your Game of Thrones party on the bitch cast. What happened to the party?
Just everybody was busy this week. So this week was more of a humdrum affair. But my favorite fucking characters came back. And I'm so fucking pumped for next week. But we gotta get through this one first. So
yeah, the end of this is pretty fucking stellar. It's kind of amazing. There's a lot I wanted to say about it, too, so we'll wait till we get there. But a lot happens before that, sir. A lot happens.
So this intro, I know that they modify the intro as new places arise. It was weird seeing another location at the wall this week during the intro. It's very, it's kind of jarring. I don't remember ever seeing another location, you know, in the opening like that near the wall, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since we've had anything brand new come out. I mean, yeah, this one right here, right?
Yeah, Eastwatch. It's good shit. That's good shit.
I like that a lot.
So, this episode, I think, you know, most fans of the series could see it coming. This was going to be a pretty big talky-talky episode.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so much action the last week especially, but even the weeks before that, it just seems like boom, 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 boom. You know, everything's moving at 15 million miles an hour right now.
Right.
How did you feel about this episode? Like, I've definitely got some thoughts, but I felt like everything was fairly entertaining.
This is the first episode because you guys talked about it on the last bench, so I think the one before. With the time frames, how they're just skipping ahead a lot.
Right.
I started noticing a lot in this one, and I noticed why it bothers you guys. Yeah. And it actually bothered me a little bit in this one. And this opening scene is no different.
Well, yeah, because they were fucking huge cock tease last week with Jamie falling in the water, and then immediately just take it off the table like, oh, no, 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 no big deal, move along.
But look how far they are from the world. Like, they, what, did they swim underwater this whole way?
Dude, Bronn must be the most jacked motherfucker in the Seven Kingdoms. Because he lifted a guy with one arm, with a golden hand, in full armor.
Full armor, yep.
He basically, like, carried him 5 miles. Like, think about that.
And the way they made it seem was he did it underwater. That's because what I'm saying. Why wasn't he swimming atop the water if they're that far? Why did they make it look like, especially from the cut from the end of last episode, it makes them look like he went down and got him,
right,
and then swam underwater all the way across this lake, which is really fucking weird the way they did that.
It's insanity. And it's kind of bullshit. Like, for the things that I really, really like that they're doing in this season, I mean, it's a lot of payoffs. It's a lot of satisfying shit. But there's some shit that, like, I feel like season 2 Game of Thrones showrunners would look at season 7 Game of Thrones showrunners and just be like, guys, take it easy. Like, cut down on the Adderall just a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's still super entertaining. It's still really good shit.
Yeah.
But it's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, you just have to keep saying to yourself, like, they're not worrying about shit. Like, think about how long, think about this, the book, you read the books, right?
Yeah, I got through the first three. I got to read the others.
Oh, okay. Well, at the very end of the books, like, that are so far written, is Stannis traveling to Winterfell, right?
Right.
This is like, it seems like it takes the entire fucking book. Like, it takes so long for him to fucking travel there.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Like, now, if you're watching the episodes now, it's just like, all of the journey shit, anything that happens in the journey, like, it just doesn't matter. They need to get to the point. They have so many big moments of big characters coming together that have never had shared a scene together anymore. And, like, they fool you. I'm not going to lie to you. They fool you into just not caring that fucking Tyrion is in, like, three places in this episode.
Yeah.
And it, you know what I mean? In like, 15 minutes. It's weird, man.
My whole thing is, like, I like it and I don't like it. I like it because it's the same thing as, what is it? Dark Knight Rises, right? There's that scene where Bruce Wayne gets out of the fucking pit and he's, like, walking through the wilderness for a second, and then they cut to another scene and he's back in Gotham, right? Like, you can fill in the blanks there. You assume he's a millionaire, whatever, he'll figure it out.
Right.
I kind of like that they're cutting out some of the bullshit of, okay, he gets on a ship, then he has to barter for the ship, then he has to be there for a while, then he has to go to King's Landing, then he has to smuggle into King's Landing, then he needs to get to the meeting with Jaime, and then he has to, you know, like, he has to contact Bronn somehow to set up the meeting. Like, season 2, we would see all those beats.
A little bit of them, yeah. At least some of those conversations, yeah.
Right. But I do like that it creates some urgency in the viewing where it's just like, no, there's no time for this shit anymore. Like, you know, on the flip side, though, it makes me wonder why this season had to be 7 episodes instead of 10.
Exactly.
It's really weird.
But then again, overall, think about it overall. Are we really, what are we missing? Like, I'm not upset that we didn't see the Bronn Tyrion talk. I mean, it was a nice little surprise for Jaime and something that we didn't know leading up to it. But we did kind of know because, you could predict that was going to happen.
Of course.
We're not missing anything that we know about because we're not relating these to any books that are written right now. You know what I mean? There's no moments of travel, which there are a lot in the books that are written,
right,
of you know, like Tyrion's one storyline is just basically him traveling, you know, across all of Westeros. Like, he's fucking everywhere. That's his whole life. That's his whole storyline.
Yeah.
And here, it's like he's here, then next scene he's there, and then next scene he's there. We don't have anything to compare it to. We don't know if we're missing anything in the story, but they're paying it off with huge moments, which I think is why we're just getting fooled and just saying, fuck yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you can, you know, in my opinion, there are a couple characters that I think are being underserved by the fact that there are less episodes. I think none more so than Bronn, or Bran, rather. Like, I just don't... I know that...
I think the Hound's being underserved, too.
The Hound, big time. But, like, Bran in particular, his character kind of bothers me just because, you know, we started... Obviously, he gets thrown out a window, he's smuggled out of Winterfell, some people show up, tell him that we have to take him somewhere. We never really understand why the Reed children know to take him north of the wall. Like, right. It just kind of happens.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get north of the wall. He meets the Three-Eyed Raven. The Three-Eyed Raven tells him he's the new Three-Eyed Raven. The thing with Hodor happens, and now Bronn is like super emo, I know everything, superhero fucking brainiac guy. And
right.
And that's fine. I just don't really buy the arc in the show as much as I want to. Like, yeah. I love the possibility of what he can do and reveal in the show. But overall, it's kind of like, man, I could have used a little more time of him just like getting his sea legs or something, you know?
Yeah. So or just like letting him be a little bit more revealing. I mean, he's emo, but he's not showing the right emotion. Like, he's not, we don't know what he's feeling, what he's doing, what he's thinking. What, like, yeah, we see there's a big scene here when he, you know, spots the White Walkers or whatever, but what else? Like, he knows everything, right? Is that what we're led to believe? Like, I don't understand, like, why is he being surprised by the White Walker looking at the bird? Like, there's so much more about his character that we don't understand. Yeah. And this show is not, it doesn't even have close to enough time to explain it all.
And especially when you look at it and you really think about, like, okay, so he can see the past, and it's clear that the Three-Eyed Raven knew what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's suggested that Bran can probably see the future too.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, there's a really interesting conversation about fate versus free will with Bran. You know, right. Like, does anybody have any choice when he makes decisions? Is he making them because he knows that they have to happen? Like, is the
right.
war...
changing future, right, yeah.
Exactly, like, if a war has to be ended at some point, it has to begin, so, like, I need to allow mm-hmm. that to happen. How much can he intervene? You know, it's that it gets into these really classic, interesting time travel questions now.
That's right.
And the show has just punted that almost completely because there's so much else going on. I don't blame it for that, but you're telling me that, like, you couldn't add 3 episodes and give Bran a little bit more time to develop this shit?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems a little weird.
And again, the whole, when the Night King looks at the bird and he gets all scared, like, why? I don't, like, what right. is that a new, is he breaking the future? Like, I don't understand what's happening there. Like, why is he surprised or scared at that point?
Yeah.
He's three even. He should know everything that's going to happen. I don't know.
Yeah. There's a little bit there. There's a little bit. This seems to be going in a weird direction all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope they're not angling to, like, make Cersei also a good guy just because she's alive.
I don't know. I mean, that comes down. I mean, we just skipped over, you know, Sam's brother and dad were just fried fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Which was pretty brutal, and really, it was like a scene to show kind of a rift between Tyrion and Daenerys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're on different paths.
Right.
These two are kind of on different paths. Jon Snow and Sansa are on different paths. Everyone in a leadership position has, you know, their second hand man or whatever, not totally agreeing with what they're doing.
Yeah, which is strange.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, you know, I don't know if, I'm sure people have picked up on it, of course, but, like, you know, there's a scene coming up that reminds you of Ned and Robert, right? And you start getting a sense of this, like, cyclical nature of all this stuff, right? Because all their parents are dead. Like, the old guard is totally gone.
Mm-hmm.
So is all this just going to repeat itself and just continue to be this vicious fucking cycle of all these people just hating each other and everything else? You know, I'm starting to get, like, a real strong sense that that's where this is going.
Yeah, and Alex had talked about that in the last Bingecast, how right. the Field of Fire or whatever,
yeah.
how all that happened already. Right. So it's kind of like, yeah, you're right, it is kind of repeating itself.
But yeah. This is a little weird to me that they're like, I don't know, just everything that's happening here. All of a sudden, Cersei's, you know, she thinks it's the best play to align with Daenerys. That's, I don't know. That's a total desperation move for sure, but.
Well, I know, but she kind of, they kind of make her play it off like, oh, but that's her plan now. Like that, you know what I mean? Like, Jamie, I don't know. It plays out okay for me because Jamie just dealt with seeing a dragon just destroy his whole fucking army. So Jamie comes back and says, look, we're not going to win this shit. And then Cersei, while still being a bitch, mind you, she kind of uses what he's saying, believes him to a point, I guess. Mm. But not that she's seen a White Walker, which is, I guess, the whole point of the end of the episode, that is going to be a possibility. But the fact that she's just, it's another option for her.
Right.
Like, right. You know, oh, okay, Jamie, I see what you're saying. You're stupid, but
yeah, right.
If I did do that, I'd get in there even deeper, and then I could stab her in the back. I don't know. It plays out okay for me. I mean, look, all I want her to be is a complete and utter fucking cunt at all times, right? And she did that, so I'm kind of happy about it.
Yeah. This is pretty nuts.
Yeah, this is a cool scene when Jon Snow meets Drogon. Like, this is a big okay. So this, but then, again, mixed messages come for me with these two characters. This you see it in Daenerys' eyes. Like, she's got to know he's Targaryen at this point. Like, you can see, you know what I mean?
She knows that something's up because
right.
Like, I was thinking about this too. So. Confirmed, right? Who are the people who have interacted with dragons like this? Daenerys, obviously. Now Jon Snow, and Tyrion's the other one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really seems like the certain theory in the books about, you know, three heads of the dragon.
Right.
Feel like it's probably a thing here.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, this would lead me to believe, like, right up till she walks up to him here, it led me to believe, like, the truth's finally going to come out. Like, they're going to figure out something about his heritage or something. Like, but not right now, because neither of these two know, but it's going to lead to that at some point. But all I get out of the rest of the interaction between these two characters in the entire episode is that she wants to bang the ever-living fuck out of Jon Snow.
See, everybody keeps saying that, but I don't pick that up at all.
You don't?
I think there's, like, a real deep mutual respect between the two of them.
I know when he says he's gonna go with the fucking men on a mission at the end of the episode, You see it in her eyes. Like, she gets really scared. Like, she doesn't want him to go, and that makes me feel like she's falling in love with him.
I guess, yeah. I mean, it's definitely on the table, you know. I don't know if I'm. It is what it is, I guess. I don't know. They could play it in either direction, you know, because obviously it's like it's totally baked into their fucking lineage.
Do you want them to bang? Is that going to bother you if they bang?
No, it won't bother me. It's just I would prefer them not to. I think that the time for all that bullshit is, like, over. I'm done with all that stuff, you know. I just want to see them fucking figure this out and go and fucking beat some White Walkers and fucking defend the wall. Like,
But just as like a dirty feeling. That's why I don't want it to happen. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Well, yeah.
Yeah. The whole Jamie fucking Cersei thing, like, that's a big part of it, right? They're brother sister, they're fucked up, they had kids. It's a fucking disaster. Right. That's why they're fucking evil. They're bad guys. That's what they do. They fuck each other.
Right.
Now these two are fucking, you know, aunt and nephew.
Yeah.
And they're gonna do it too. And it just brings them to their level a little bit in my eyes. Like, why, what the fuck? And now, and they don't know, but they're gonna fucking find out at some point.
That's why I don't want it to happen too. And if you notice, like, I mean, I understand they're at fucking Dragonstone, but they haven't really dressed her in anything to make her look provocative in front of him. I don't think that she's done anything outwardly to, like, flirt with him. He definitely hasn't either.
Well, there was a comment, I think it was last episode, about someone had, I think it was Davos, maybe, had said something about him looking at her tits.
Yeah, but what's the first thing he says? He says, no, there's no time for that, you know? Like, I took that as Davos was kind of just, you know, conversational shit, and he's just like, no, man, we're not here for this. It's time to fucking go to work. Like, we're done. We can't fuck around anymore, you know?
Well, yeah, you hope so, but the fact that it's in the script makes me believe that it's going to lead to something.
I don't know. I took it more the other way. I took it as, like,
I hope
them,
so. I hope you're
them right. Saying how serious things are, you know?
I don't want them to bang. I don't want them to have... I don't want it at all.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm done. I'm done with you. I'm with you. I don't want... Yeah. The love stories are done. Fuck it. Let's just fight.
That's what I'm saying. 7 fucking years, man. 20 for people who started reading the books back in 94. I mean, Jesus Christ. Just fucking go. Just start killing things.
I know. No one's fucking yearning for those two to get together. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, who cares? This isn't Twilight. Like, I don't give a fuck who she ends up with, who she chooses.
I don't give a fuck who fucks anybody except for if they're brothers and sisters and all kinds of shit like that. Yeah, like, this stuff is cool. But, like, his brand... Is he warging into all of these crows at the same time? Because
I'll keep focusing on just one when they do a close up of the one bird. So,
well, yeah, but if you notice, if you look at their eyes,
yeah,
in that shot, they're all getting like creamy colored eyes alternating. Mm, so it's almost like he's controlling the whole fucking murder.
It's a fucking flock of ravens.
Yeah, it's probably what his band name would have been if this was the '80s. Bram Stoker. This is a flock of ravens. It's my hit single, North of the Wall. Hit it 1, 2.
It's just super emo, though. It's just like super emo fucking music. It's just
basically The Cure.
Yeah. They're playing in a coffee house with six people there.
It's The Cure, but each of them has some sort of ailment so that he doesn't feel bad on stage. Oh, fuck.
So this kind of answered one of our questions, too. Literally, I think it was you and I doing it, right? Like, were we talking about what... Is Sam going to leave here? Is he going to stay here? Like, it's his storyline, and I guess this... I thought he wasn't going to. I got proven wrong. He's coming back. He's going to be part of the fucking... Part of the war, I guess.
Yeah. This is, like, a really key scene to me when it comes to... Just overall, the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the seat of knowledge, right? This is the Citadel. This is where the Maesters study. They go off into the world to use their knowledge with the respective houses and all that. It's,
mm-hmm.
You know, very, very well-respected, scientific, logic-based group of people.
Mm-hmm.
How fucking crazy all this sounds to them. You know, it's... I totally understand where these guys are coming from. They're just like, you're telling me... There's a fucking ice monster that's trying to kill everybody. No, get the fuck out of here.
That's basically it, yeah.
Go clean another chamber pot and also eat my dick.
Yeah, but it's just him getting fed up, you know, he's just like, fuck it. You guys don't want to believe me? I'm leaving. I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is an interesting scene.
Yeah. And it's fun. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
When he does leave, I was oddly a little bit like, yeah, cool. He's coming back. But I think two episodes ago, I didn't give a fuck if he came back. I don't know. This show fucks with you.
I think it's becoming more and more clear that the showrunners are doing everything in their power to get people together that we've wanted to see together for a long time.
Yeah.
I think after this episode, like, I didn't even know that I wanted this at the end of this episode until I saw it.
Well, it's such a weird collection of fan favorites that you can't be anything but excited. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, yeah.
And knowing this show, Sam will show up at fucking Winterfell, like, the first scene of the next episode. He's there already.
Well, of course.
However long it took him to get here.
I do have a slight bone to pick with the Winterfell stuff, but we'll be there in a second. This is also a little weird to me. Mm-hmm. That, I don't know, that like, Tyrion doesn't agree with the way Daenerys is doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with what she's doing. Like, at a certain point, ruling has to be that. You got to be like, yeah, okay, you're either on my side or I'm going to fucking kill you. Like, that's it.
And again, that, like, why are they're stressing this a lot. We like the Jaime isn't totally on board with Cersei. But the Tyrion Daenerys thing bothers us because we want them, you know, to both be good guys. And the fact that the same thing with Jon and Sansa, I don't want them to disagree. I want them to fucking band together. But like I said, every fucking leader, every person in power, and their handyman or their right hand man is not agreeing. They're not together.
Ah, yeah, that shit's gonna get real sticky real soon too.
Something, one way or another, something's gonna fucking happen here. Yeah. Is Tyrion's bond with Jaime going to be too big in the end?
I mean, everybody wants to see that. So if I were a betting man, I'd say no, that's not happening.
But Sansa, like this whole Winterfell shit that you were talking about, is that going to separate Sansa from good from Arya? Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, dude, that shit's it's a mess. Ah. This is another one of those scenes, though. You know, there's like 7 or 8 fucking major characters sitting around this table right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Yeah, maybe more like 5 or 6, whatever. I do love that table, though. That would be an amazing table for Risk.
That's fucking Stannis' shit right there.
That's right.
Stannis is still fucking producing for the show.
Mm-hmm. Look, man, Stannis the Manus, he may have been complacent in allowing his child to be murdered via a burning pile of fire. But, you know, I appreciate his choice of table.
Absolutely. He had great taste.
Well, in tables.
In tables.
not so much in life choices.
In witches. He had bad taste in witches.
I feel, yeah, yeah. That's a whole other conversation. Oh, shit. It's funny, too, how this scene, it just sort of comes together and everybody's like, you know, I can do this, and I can do this, and my axe, you know?
Yeah, it's the fellowship.
It's pretty much.
Davos, I like how Davos is being forced into the comedy relief, too.
Oh, like, yeah.
You know, he is. He's such a serious dude, and he always has been. And then now you get all these people together, and they're like, we have to smuggle someone in. And they're all, like, there. They all look at him. It's right. Like,
oh, my God. I would love somebody to make a Twitter just called hashtag Davos dad jokes. Oh, my God. Real shitty ones, too. Like, do you know why elephants have red eyes? Why, so they can hide in cherry trees, my lord. And everybody just cringes. Ugh.
Someone listening to this is going to make that.
I hope so. See, she seems a little more concerned that Jorah's going to me than Jon Snow. Like, I read her mood in this more as like, I'm not going to be able to rule there. This person.
Look at that look she just gave him, though. She's like, what? She does not want him to go. She is so wet right now. Stop what? It. Look at that face.
All right, yeah, I get that.
Yep. Big gulp.
Yep, yeah. There it is. Definitely some fire crotch action going on right there.
The whole, it's, I don't know. Do you find the drawer thing weird? I do. I think it's going to be the same thing with Sam, too. Like, they're back, and it's cool and all. And it's cool, like you said, to see him sitting around here with all these other big characters, and it's awesome. But it's just kind of like, this fucking guy went through a lot. And I got a feeling he's not going to be around for too much longer. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I think that when you're writing a book versus making a show,
mm-hmm.
you know, book is just, really, you're dealing, creatively, you're dealing with one mouth to feed in terms of paycheck, right? So right. Jar Jar, just he's got to make his bones, and there's really no other concession. Like, it doesn't matter. He can write whatever he wants, and they'll just pay him.
Right.
I think a lot of the time we're quick to forget that in shows like this, to keep people around sometimes, you got to offer them a little something extra, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if the guy who plays Jorah, he had a pretty good agent that negotiated, all right, he's got to get this X amount of time on screen for this amount of money, you know?
Yeah, that sucks, though, in a story like this. Like, you know what I mean?
It totally
like,
does, but it is the way the world works, unfortunately. And I hate it, but just being a realist.
Well, I know. Well, they've switched fucking actors before, though.
For sure. fairly minor characters, though.
No, it's so hard because of those books not being done. Like,
right.
I'm very, like, I was talking about this in the Binge Cast this week. Very, very excited to see how different they are now.
Yeah, it's kind of come around in a new light now. He finally fucking announces when their next one's coming out, I'm definitely going to blitz the audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I really hate where this is going. Like,
yeah, the whole Stark trio at Winterfell right now is just a weird fucking vibe, right? Like, it's just, none of it's gelling at all.
It just seems like, and, you know, I know nothing Jon Snow about what's coming, but if I were to speculate, the play for Littlefinger here seems to be get Sansa and Arya on opposite sides,
yeah.
Make it look like Arya is aligned with Jon Snow, who is a renegade now, and remove them from the equation and eventually either marry or at least control Sansa.
Yeah, control the North.
Now I'm hoping that Bran steps in and fucking does something other than talk about how his sister got raped.
Right, but nothing that he's done up to this point has led us to believe that that's going to happen.
For sure.
Fuck, he's the fucking most annoying one of all of them.
He's the most interesting of them all, and somehow it's just not coming across that way.
He has the most potential, I guess, is the best way to say it.
Yes, yeah. It's a better way to say it.
Like, Arya's a bitch, but you're totally on her side in this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's just fucking shoveling it down Sansa's throat here. And you're like, well, fuck, yeah, you're right. But at the same time, Sansa's in charge of Winterfell, and it's not going to play out well, and you know this.
Ugh, this stuff is gross. Not because it's, like, bad writing or anything. It's just I don't want any of this to happen.
Yeah.
Come I know. Too, come That's too far for this to come apart at the seams this way.
I know. All this foreshadowing is just really, it's not boding well.
No. I was describing, I might have said it on the Binge Cast, but I was describing this to somebody the other day as everybody's basically got fast travel enabled.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they were here quick, real quick.
Now,
you'd think these boats had, like, the high-power motors on them or some shit. No, it's just Davos fucking rowing. Because you know Tyrion didn't row shit.
He had to change because he was so fucking sweaty.
I love that Davos knows all the spots to go to. There's a back door to King's Landing.
Of course.
<It's> fucking awesome.
Now, did you know where he was going when he said he had business in Fleabottom?
I did, because remember I said I read the spoilers?
Oh, that sucks.
But I still wasn't sure about that. But then I saw an article last week that said, did IMDb just spoil the next episode of Game of Thrones because of this actor being in the credits? And I was like, and that confirmed one of the things I read in the spoilers. And I was like, oh, fuck. So when that happened in this episode, I knew exactly where he was going.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Which, again, scares me because that was, you know, that confirms one of the things I read, which means some of the other bigger things I read, the percentages went a lot higher that they're going to happen.
Ah, it sucks. Is it big stuff?
There's some big stuff coming, too.
Oh, that sucks. Well, the nice thing is, as Morpheus says, there's a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. So,
I mean, absolutely. And the good thing is I don't remember everything I read because I was just kind of glazing over because I thought it was just some guy making fucking ridiculous predictions.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest ones stood out for me, right? Like, I was like, oh my God, if that happened, that'd be fucking weird.
Mm.
I won't say awful or good because I don't want to spoil it
even sure.
For you. But all the other stuff I kind of don't remember. So all of that's going to be a spoiler. It's just the big moments I remember, which sucks.
Yeah. I'll be interested to hear what the spoilers were after the fact. But this was a pretty charged conversation.
This is a huge reunion, by the way. Like, this, we've been talking about the Stark reunions and all that. You know, I know that it hasn't been as long of a gap from these two being together, but so much fucking shit has happened since they were last together. And they fucking handle it well, I think, through dialogue here. I really like Jaime's reactions to Tyrion in this conversation. Yeah. And I love Tyrion's fucking whole, you know, woe is me shit, which I'm not saying, you know, he doesn't deservedly, you know, have the right to say what he says about what his, how his father treated him. But I love how Jamie fucking is like in battle with himself here, because you killed my fucking dad. And yeah, I get it. He treated you like fucking garbage. And also he was going to kill you the next day, but still fuck off. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I love that fucking whole interaction, man.
Oh, it's a very brother conversation. Like,
yeah.
Not necessarily on that level, but I can totally see where, like, look, man, I understand this is fucked up, and yeah, you know, dad was probably right, but fuck you, man.
So this has been a long-running joke on the show. You know, they call it, keep calling him Gendry. I always thought it was Gendry for some reason, but okay, Gendry. Rowing away from land, and we never saw him again for like 3 seasons.
Right.
And here he is, showing up, bastard son of Baratheon.
This shit.
What?
I'm a sucker for a callback to just the epic history of the show.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. Seeing him pick up the Warhammer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's the shit. That is the shit.
He's a fucking great character. I don't remember him being this great the first time he was on the show.
Mm.
I think he kind of was like a fish out of water the whole time I remember him
doing it.
Like Stannis and Melisandre just telling him what's going on, and he just looked at him like, I don't know. But he's fucking sweet now. I kind of fucking love him. The dude makes swords for a living. Hates swords, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, nah, I don't like swords. But he fucking makes the best swords. That's a badass, man.
Now, see, what I'm curious about, and we'll have to talk about this afterwards. So, Valyrian steel, right?
Yes.
Valyrian steel is forged with dragon fire, correct?
Dragon fire? I don't know.
I gotta look this up, because I'm wondering if his Warhammer has white killing properties.
Very interesting.
Let's look this up for a second. We're gonna do a little research cast right there. A little bit.
I wish you could just, like, fucking bless it, like holy water or some shit. Like, you're fighting vampires and you can bless the water in a fucking, in a water gun. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Dust till dawn type shit. Like, you could just bless his Warhammer and he could kill fucking White Walkers.
See, this is what I'm wondering. So, if Valyrian steel, it seems like, let's see here, Secret of Forging Valyrian Steel was lost in the Doom of Valyria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so nobody knows, allegedly, how to forge Valyrian steel. So, here's why I'm curious. I wonder if Gendry knows how to forge Valyrian steel. And maybe he doesn't even know it.
I don't know. I thought that's why they brought him to the mines straight off. I thought that's what he was going to be there for.
Right.
Because he's a fucking master swords maker or whatever, fuck, you know? I love this scene because we really get to see Davos's fucking smuggling skills. Like, he's just dropping fucking skills right now. He's been doing this shit for 40 fucking years. Like, 50 years. You know what I mean? Like, look at him. He's just fucking...
He knows this is his world.
Exactly.
These are his people.
Yeah.
He speaks this language. I fucking recognize that guy on the right. I'm not sure who he is, but I think he's a cameo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I've definitely seen that guy somewhere. This shit. Was it fermented crab?
Fermented crab, yeah. Makes your heart fucking rock.
I'm gonna try that.
Tell me how that works out. Actually, don't. Just don't tell me how it works
out. Oh, I will give you a detailed review, sir. Okay. Think about how stupid these guards are for a second, right?
Yes.
These are, first of all, he shows it to him and says, it's fermented crab legs. The two guys look at it like, what the fuck? So clearly they're not familiar with this, right?
Right.
Then he hands them some, and they just eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no question. They're just like, oh, okay.
And they just barely recognize Tyrion. I'm the most wanted man in the history of the world. Pretty much.
You think that's him? Oh, this was nice.
This is badass. He's fucking awesome now, man. I love him.
I kind of love choosing a Warhammer as your weapon because you know that that's so much harder to fight with than a sword.
Yeah. Oh my god. Tyrion just hates the violence.
He only hates it because he can't do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like every time you get pissed off when we do Jack's voice. It's the same thing.
Exactly. fuck you guys. Jamie's looking pretty dapper. Got a good suit on. A little fucking leather trench coat thingy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sassy. What's this conversation? I can't remember what this conversation is.
This is the one. It's like, oh, I also have a baby. I'm going to tell everybody you're the dad. And we should totally side with the Dragon Queen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very quick. It's a very quick flip-flop. But depending on what Qyburn said, of course. Because you know that motherfucker is scheming to kill a dragon.
True.
Yeah, that's one thing. So that Binge Mode podcast that I've been listening to, they've been bringing up a lot of different theories that I'd forgotten about from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being the possibility that the three dragons suffer a similar fate that the people whom they're named after do.
Okay.
Kind of bothers me because, and this would be super anticlimactic, but Drogon is named after Khal Drogo, right?
Yep.
Khal Drogo died of an infection after being sliced.
Right.
And Drogon just got stabbed.
Uh-huh.
So.
Seemed in good health, though, at the beginning of this episode.
Seemed okay. Seemed all right. Nothing was wrong. Definitely looked like he had his vitamins.
Well, her brother was basically melted with fucking pure gold, so I don't know how they're going to do that. Right? Isn't that one of the dragons' other names?
Correct, correct. Well, and then Rhaegar was killed by Robert Baratheon. So who knows?
Hmm.
Oh god, I hate Cersei's hair. If there's one thing I hate about Cersei, it's her hair.
Yeah, she looks awful.
It just starts there, and then everything else is like the cherry on top of the shit sundae.
Yeah, she seems too fucking calm and confident in this whole scene, this whole conversation. And you're right, it's too quick of a turnaround or turnabout or decision, basically, that she's made. Like, yep, you're right, let's do that. Let's do this. Fucking join voices, let's do this.
Like, now she's pregnant? Like, I want to see that baby ripped from her fucking womb, man. Like, she deserves that.
Mm-hmm.
She did that to somebody else.
I hope it's Euron's fucking kid. All right, she had a quick fucking there somewhere. Where is he at? He's at Casterly Rock, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Which is weird that they haven't went back there at all.
Yeah. I love this. Don't say who you are.
Yeah, this is great. See, this is again. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He walks up and just drops everything. But you know what? I never, until he fucking says his thing to Jon Snow here, I never put together how similar they are to one another.
Right.
Like, they're basically, like, they have this exact same story. It's just they went on completely different paths.
Right. I swear, man, you know, we were having that conversation. I think it's an ongoing conversation, but how does this show need to end for us to really like it, right?
Yeah.
I swear to God, man, I really need Jon Snow to be the fucking king at the end of this, or be the whatever. He needs to be the ruler. If it's still a king, that's fine, but the dude has fucking earned it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, every single thing that has happened in this story, really, there's nobody who's acted more nobly, who deserves it more, who's, I think, fought harder for it.
I agree. I totally agree.
I like Daenerys. I totally do. I understand the appeal, obviously. She has dragons and all that stuff, but, like, you know, everything, every choice that you see Jon make now, you can almost draw a direct line as to where he learned to act that way.
How do you say that does happen? Let's say that, like, it's a fact that that does happen. How do you expect to get there? Do you just expect it to be the truth that he's a Targaryen come out, or do you expect it to be that they marry and Cersei dies? Actually, I think in both scenarios, Cersei dies. Or not Cersei, sorry, Daenerys. I think in both scenarios, Daenerys dies.
Yeah.
But which way do you think it would come about? They're married, or just the truth that he's a Targaryen? Like, is that enough?
To wrap it all up in a little bow,
mm-hmm.
I would hope that the truth comes out and he and Danny are allies. I mean, that's what everybody wants, right?
Oh, so you just think the truth comes out, she's still alive and gives the throne up to him?
I don't know if she can. Like, I don't know if either of them can, but maybe that just becomes, you know, I'm queen and you're king and we have our own separate territories and we're not enemies.
Oh, okay.
I can almost see that kind of unfolding, right? Too.
So he remains king of the North, basically?
Kind of. Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
It's all messy. There's no way that Jon Snow would be king without somebody else dying or being completely fucked.
And it is going to be messy. Like, the way you're explaining it, like, it's not going to be a layup at the end of the show. It's not going to be. We have one king, a queen, and this is it, and then everyone is completely happy. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be convoluted. It's going to be weird. There's going to be still people alive that you don't want alive. People that can, you know, ruin everything.
Right.
And then in 10 years, when we get the fucking sequel series, it'll be a
Game of Thrones, where are they now? That wacky Jorah still got grayscale, Snurf. That would be the best way to do it. Just get the South Park boys.
By the way, we didn't talk about when Jorah shows up and Daenerys is like, "You're cured?" He's like, "Yep." And she's like, "All right," and gives him a hug. Like, yeah, are you really going to take your word?
Yeah, I know. What the fuck? It's like, maybe you could wear gloves for a few months. Let's just, you know, verify.
This dude was so obsessed with you, and you know that. He could be fucking from neck to toe covered. Yeah. You have no idea what's going on under that garb.
He provided no proof.
What? Absolutely not. There's no way I would have believed him at that point.
Are you cured? Yep. It's You ever watch Arrested Development?
Mm-hmm.
You remember Gene Parmesan, the private detective?
Yeah.
It's the same thing as she answers the door and the guy's in the bear suit. Gene just shakes his head. She's like, some idiot at the door. Is it? By the way, anybody who loves Arrested Development like I do, and Game of Thrones, there's an amazing webpage called Arrested Westeros, where somebody takes screen caps from Game of Thrones and puts Arrested Development quotes on it, and vice versa. It is fucking brilliant.
Nice.
Especially when you realize both Jamie and Buster lose a hand. The similarities are really fucking weird, man. They really are.
That's awesome. I love this book that he gives this fucking kid. Like, this kid wants to read this fucking book.
And on top of that, literally the most important piece of information in the whole fucking series. And Sam doesn't even pay attention to it.
Yeah, I know.
Jon Snow is the rightful heir. Confirmed. Fucking confirmed, man.
He's just too angry. He's too angry. And you expect him to be the one You expect that. You expected that moment to be like, what? But then he's just all mad about shits and steps and stuff.
Oh my god.
So what did he take here? Do you know, like, do we know specifically what he went into this forbidden library or whatever and fucking took?
God, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume it's stuff on Dragonglass.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, you know, one of the original Playboy magazines.
Because... we were all expecting for him to find out that he was, you know, that he's the rightful heir. Like you just said, like, I thought that would be his main discovery while he was here.
Right.
Is that who Jon Snow really is.
Well, it probably could have if you listened to his dumbass wife.
And now that would make sense that he would go and steal the facts, right? Like the evidence, basically, and come back and show everybody. But those two scenes don't interact well with each other. You don't know what he's taking there, and he doesn't understand what's her fucking nuts is saying.
Right.
So, I don't know. It doesn't play out that way.
That's weird, man. Oh, I hate this so much. I fucking hate this.
So you hate it. You don't hate it specifically how, like, the storyline. You just hate that it's...
I hate that it's happening.
Yeah, that it's happening. Okay.
There's nothing good about this. Like,
yeah.
So that particular scroll, I believe it says that it's from Sansa telling Rob to surrender to Joffrey.
Yep.
Which, out of context, obviously looks really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I fucking hate this.
And there's... I read up on it today, and it goes back to a specific scene. And I think season 3... No. When did Rob die? Season 3, maybe?
Yeah? 3. Yeah, 3.
So, it goes back to a specific scene in that series, season, that Cersei forced her, basically, to write a letter to Rob telling him to surrender. And that it's basically Cersei's words written with Sansa's, you know, hand.
Right.
Arya doesn't know any of this. Now, easily fucking, like, solvable? Like, you know what I mean? If they were getting along, right, and they had to talk about what this was, it could be, but you got a feeling Arya's not going to have any fucking sort of clarification conversation with Sansa and go over the top and just start fucking killing people.
Yeah, she's not going to get any context, and it's just going to be bad.
Right. And the fact that Littlefinger set it all up drives you even more insane.
Oh, this fucking cocksucker.
Bran's probably sitting fucking 100 yards away from all this, knowing it's happening.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, the fucking kid is probably trying to rub one out at the Godswood. Because he hasn't been left alone in 5 fucking years.
Holy fuck.
Maybe that's his big problem. What do you think about it?
Oh, see, we can't do this with every show is not about dropping alone.
It makes sense, though, because if you think about it, why else would he be completely incommunicative and also just hate everyone around him at all times?
Oh, god damn it. Well, we need him and Tyrion to get together so Tyrion can get him a whore, and then everything would be solved.
Fuck.
Speaking of, like, the first Playboy, wouldn't it have been awesome if she looked under the mattress here and there was just, like, the fucking, like, steins and jugs. Like, you know, like, whatever the fucking, Westeros version of fucking Hustler is under there.
Oh, I feel like it would be way funnier, though, if it was just meat mounds, you know, like, Littlefinger's into some sick shit, man.
Meat mounds. It's just a fucking centerfold of a eunuch.
It's just a Ken doll.
Oh my god. Meat mound. The big reveal is she looks in the corner and there's a subscription tag to Littlefinger.
First name Little, last name Finger. It's so fucking stupid.
It's awesome. It'd be amazing.
It's a way different show then. Oh, fuck.
So but everything else plays out the exact same. Like, her reaction and Littlefinger watching her. Like, he wanted her to know. Oh, fuck. There's got to be an edit in there somewhere we can do.
Oh. Young Arya.
Just a magazine with Varys on the cover. And a white beater.
Varys with hair?
It's so stupid.
Oh, fuck. Alright, so this team up is already pretty fucking awesome.
Right. Absolutely.
You've got all the most badass people who are left on the board outside of maybe Bronn, you know.
Right.
Jamie. Yeah, sure. Jamie. And then you add in my fucking boys.
You love the fucking Brotherhood.
Brotherhood is my shit, dude. And I love how this scene comes together too. Like, the writers know how to make these characters play off one another brilliantly.
Absolutely. The Mormont fucking discussion. Like, it's fucking great, man.
Like, this is clearly the writers just throwing up their hands and saying, fuck it.
Yeah.
But I've never been more on board with this show than right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the greatest fucking team up in the show's history, and I can't fucking wait for next week.
This is the Avengers of fucking Game of Thrones right here.
This is 10 times better than the Avengers. Dude, so... I don't know if you watch the Next Week On promos.
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, my God. There is a shot in there that's the best shot I've seen in Game of Thrones.
Oh, fuck. I gotta watch it right after this, then.
It's the best shit. And I guess it was in the regular trailer. I didn't watch any trailers for this season.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best shit I've ever seen. It's so fucking good.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, you know who they should have brought? You know who made this a little bit better is Brian.
Mmm.
Right?
Yeah, I like that.
They're fucking included.
Yeah, somebody should have sent, like, a, you know, just a car for her.
But at the same time, okay, let's think about this for a second. I don't think the Hound would have fucking teamed up with Brian. Like, I don't think that would have been a good team up, because he's probably fucking wants to kill her, right? Because she basically killed him.
That may have been an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this shit. Beric Dondarrion's just like, my lord wills this. And the Hound, he's just like, all right, are we fucking going or not?
Shut your fucking bile.
Shut up about your fucking gods.
And Jon Snow's just like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
This is a whole bunch of shit. Like, a whole bunch of reasons came up there why not to open this door, right. And he's like, fuck it, let's go.
That's what I'm saying. The writers are just like, let's just do it. Also, let's just talk about this plan for a second. This is the worst plan in the history of plans.
Is that why you like it, though? Do you like it a little bit because of
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Like, think about the logistics here. All right, so step A, go north of the wall, where everything is worse than it is south of the wall. Step B, let's bring a cage. And step C, let's catch a White Walker.
Just one, though.
Just one. And then let's bring it to King's Landing and hope that we're not murdered. Think about any of these steps for more than 5 minutes.
And look at it outside, though.
Oh, they need some headgear.
They are fucking 10 feet into their journeys, and they can't see 10 feet in front of them.
I can't wait. I've never been more hyped for a Game of Thrones episode than I am this fucking week.
Oh, fucking awesome.
Oh, this shit is so fucking on, dude.
That is such an amazing Men on a Mission fucking movie trailer right there, that last fucking shot.
Oh, it is, dude. It definitely is. But so if you can bring it up, you should watch this promo because the shot is fucking amazing.
I will. I'll go to Reddit right now as soon as we're done, and I'll watch it.
Yeah. All right. Good shit, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was episode 5. Three more? No, 2. 7, right?
2 more.
Holy shit! All right.
That usually means that next week is the big one.
Yeah. Now I don't know if they're still going to follow that same type of dealio, because I mean, I don't know how you top last episode. Not 5. I mean 4. Like that. Jesus Christ. But if something big happens, yeah, you're right. Keep to the next week.
There are just so many questions that come up for me, and I hope that the lore ties them up, but, and I know the book's a little bit different, but, you know, obviously Beric Dondarrion has been brought back a bunch of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what if he's been brought back to fight the Night's King or something, you know?
Mm.
Oh, it gets really epic when you start thinking of this shit, you know?
He's unkillable, he just, yeah, fuck. Oh.
It's like Gandalf, you know? He can't leave this plane until his task is done, dude.
That's right.
Oh, I fucking love this shit.
All right. Next week, we'll be back with episode 6 and a whole bunch of good shit.
That's right.
All right. See ya.
Peace.
Yeah, it's gonna be